Okay, so we're on Daf Chet tonight. Okay, let's just refresh our recollections what we did last night. So last night we learned to Bryce. Let's full focus. We're on Zion Amud Beis. So let me get the Daf out. I'm sorry. So on Zion Amud Beis is a Bryce around 10 lines from the bottom. I'll go over the Bryce again, and then we'll take it from there. So Tanya. So it's a voluntary offering that, you know, a person made a neder and a dava, so he has to bring that on Chol HaMoed. He can't bring it on Yantiv. He says, but Olad Re'ia could even come on Yantiv because it's time sensitive. In other words, even though I could bring it the other days of Yantiv, but L'chachilut should be on the first day of Yantiv, so I could bring it on Yantiv. And when I bring the Olad Re'ia, it has to come from Chulin. We said that called the Marsha B'chova in Obala Malchulin. We'll learn a source for that today. But if it's an obligatory offering, it has to come from undesignated funds. In other words, not that the funds were, you know, Master Shani or something like that, and I'm using it. It has to be, you know, undesignated funds. B'shami Simcha B'ayin Afman Amayser. But Shami Simcha, then I can use the Master Shani money for Shami Simcha. So Rashi says, this is five lines from the bottom on Zionoid base. Apna Maiser, the Lav Dvar Shabachovahum, the Machom Sheish Basar. In other words, if he has other korbanot to eat, he doesn't have to bring a Shami Simcha. Or so he says, Vare Yishlomot Master Shani, Shishlot Tibur Shlayim, Nichbehem Shlamim, Rabbi Kral Kam Kubinis Machot the Simcha. So Mamela, he can, other korbanot would also suffice for Shami Simcha. But he can use the Master Sheni money for the Shami Simcha. But here's the key line now. This is, again, five lines from the bottom on Zion Beis. But Chagigat Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. So here we're talking about the Chagiga that's brought on the first day of Pesach. But the same halacha would be pertained to the Shami Chagiga that are brought on Shavuos HaSukkos. He says, Beit Shami Amrim Min HaChulin. Beit Shami says it has to come from Chulin because it's a Chiyuv. We said, Kvod Barsha B'chova, Einu Ba'el Min HaChulin. So Beit Shami holds the Shami Chagiga is a required korban, so I have to bring it from Chulin. And Behila holds that it can come from Master Sheni funds. And we'll come to see, you know, the Gemara is going to discuss that more tonight, but we mentioned it last night. Behila is going to say that I can combine. In other words, like the Ikar korban, according to Behila, is two ma'a. So that I have to have, you know, Menachulin. But additional amounts I can have from Master Sheni. Master Sheni is, you know, I'm a farmer, and I have the crops that I eat in Yerushalayim, but I'm part of the crops. I bring the money to Yerushalayim. And then it says, you use the money and everything you desire. But he'll use it like that way. All right? So that's just the hakdama for today's daf. So let's take a look now on Chedem and Aleph on the second line. Everybody with me? Aiden. Say again, repeat. In other words, you want to say you won't have any Master Sheni funds. Yeah, I don't know what to say. All right, now let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look. So the only thing is like this, that it says, what is it? All right, let's see. One second. Okay, let's take a look. Now, the second line from the top. Amar Mar. So Beit Hillel says that the Shalmei Chagiga can come from Meiser. Meiser means Master Sheni. He says, Amai, the Varsha Bechobahu. So the Gemara says, why are you allowed to bring it from the Master Sheni? It's Davar Shebechobah, it's an obligatory offering. He says, V'chol the Varsha Bechobah, Einu Ba'i Elamana Chulin. Anything which is obligatory has to come from Chulin. So Beit Shammai, we understand, that's what Beit Shammai says, it has to come from Chulin. And how could Beit Hillel say it's coming from Master Sheni? So Amar Ula Betofel. So Ula says, Betofel, I'm going to join, you know, non-master money together with master money. If you look at the Rashi, the second white line from the top, Betofel, Mechabir Master Machulin, maybe, Pliki Amarai, Ketzat Toflin. So there's going to be Machulkin Amarai, which we're going to learn right now, how you join, you know, the Master Sheni money together. So Chiz, back in the Gemara, line five, Chizki Amar, Toflin Behema Lebehema. Chizki says it means I'll have one animal that I'll buy from Chulin, and that'll be my Shamei Chagiga, you know, for the Chova, but then I'll have another Shamei Chagiga maybe I have a lot of guests coming or things like that. So I'll have another Shalmei Chagiga, but that'll just be from Maaser Sheni funds. So in other words, I'm going to join it. In other words, I'm going to have different Shalmei Chagiga, but one Shalmei Chagiga will just be from the Chulin. And then I'll have another Shalmei Chagiga, but that could be from Maaser Sheni. That's what Ulus, that's what Chizki says. He says, but I can't mix the money together according to Chizkiah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Toflin Maot Lamaot, Rabbi Yochanan says, Pum Faker. I want to take the money, I want to have, take a pot of money. In the pot, I'll have at least two Ma'ah Kesef, which is the minimum according to Beis Hillel to spend on the Chagiga. And then I'll have other money. And so with that money, I may write several Korbanot, but each Korban will have a little bit of the Chulin in it and a little bit of the Maaser Sheni in it. So back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Toflin Maot Lamaot, Bein Toflin Behema Lebehema. So I have to do it that way. I can't do Behema Lebehema. Let's see Rashi on this. That's third wide line of Rashi. Chizki Amar Behema Lebehema. Im Yesh Lo Ochlin Harbei, Bein Lem Sipuk Behema Achat. In other words, he's got a lot of Ochlin. He's got a lot of guests, people who are eating, family members or guests. Bein Lem Sipuk Behema Achat. There's not enough food with one animal, which seems like a lot, but not enough. He'll bring one animal from Chulin, undesignated funds, Basharm and a Maaser, and all the other animals he'll bring from the Maaser Sheni. Even though every korban that he brings for Shalmei Chagiga, it'll be called Shalmei Chagiga, so he's already Yotzei from the first animal. The other one will have a Chalal Shem of Chagiga, but that'll be the way I'll be Tofel. The Ein Toflin Maot Lamaot, the next Rashi, Liknot Behema Gedola. I'm not going to mix funds to buy one big animal with, you know, Chulin funds and Maaser Sheni funds. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ipcha. Rabbi Yochanan says, Pon Faker. Lamar, how so? Lamar Chazalei Shapir Tfei Yitzide Chowato Menachulin Shemivi Behema Shlema Menachulin. So in one opinion, which is the first opinion, which is Chizkiah, he feels it's a better situation if I have one animal that's totally from the Chulin and the other from the Maaser Sheni. Ulamar it chaisele shapir tfei shechulin uravin in kol achilotav. The other opinion holds I'm better off if I have Chulin mixed in with every animal. Ulakamin yalef lamikroi demutar liot tofel. So the Gemara is going to learn from Sukkim or from Pasuk that you could be tofel, but that's the basic machloket. All right, let me just do a brisa, and then we'll talk, and then we'll break. Okay, now, let's take it back in the Gemara. So again, we have a machloket. We learned in the brisa, let's go back. So we learned in the brisa that we began with today's daf, that for the Shalmei Chagiga, every yontif you have to bring Shalmei Chagiga. So focusing on Beit Hillel says the Shalmei Chagiga can come from the Maaser. So he said, how can you bring it from the Maaser? It's Davar Shebechovah. So the Gemara says, Beit Hillel doesn't mean it's totally from Maaser. It means there's going to be some from Chulin and some from Maaser. But how do I do this? So Chizkiah says, I have one animal that'll be a Shalmei Chagiga just from the Chulin, and another animal or animals that'll be from the Maaser Sheni. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not the way to do it. You'll take a pot of money, you'll put like the minimum amount of money for the Korban, which according to Beit Hillel is two Ma'a Kesef, and you put other money from the Maaser Sheni money, mix it all together, and you buy as many animals as you need for the Shalmei Chagiga. And so each animal will have some Chulin, and each animal will have Maaser Sheni mixed in with it. Let's just learn some prices, and then we will talk. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavati de Chizkiah, Tani Kavati de Rabbi Yochanan. We learn a brisa that supports Chizkiah, and we learn a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Kavati de Rabbi Yochanan. We learn a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was the last opinion. Yochanan says, I'm going to mix the money together. So he says, Misat. So here he's talking about a pasuk that we lay in Parshat Re'eh, in Chutzlar, it's the last of every yontiv. So Rashi quotes the pasuk and says, "Vasita kach shvuot laHashem Elokecha, misat nidvat yadcha asher ta'aseh." You'll make chag shavuot for Hashem. The way the Gemara understands that chag is an allusion to the korban chagiga, and it'll be from misat nidvat yadcha. So the Arsh will translate as like a tribute, like you know, mas is a tax, but misat nidvat yadcha. So back on the Gemara, so the Gemara quotes a brisa. This brisa is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Misat. That teaches that my chova has to be from Chulin. Misad is like, that's from my money. That's from my money. He says, and here's the key line. The Tan and the Bryce is saying, how do I know if I want to mix? Mix means I'm mixing the other money into it. So how do I know I can mix other money, i.e., there would be Maser Sheni money? So the end of the pasuk says, so Rashi says, anything that Hashem has blessed you with, so you'll mix it in. Anyway, the Torah's price says, so we take it that supports Rabbi Yochanan that you'll be tofel ma'ot. Tani kabata de chizkiya, we learn it price that supports chizkiya. Chizkiya says, one animal from the chulin for the chagiga, then other chagigas could be from Maser Sheni. This teaches us that a person brings the chova from the chulin. So Beit Shammai doesn't subscribe to the idea of being tofel, mixing anything together. So Beit Shammai says, Yom Rishon Min HaChulin. In other words, the first day of Yontiv, the Shammai Chagiga have to come from chulin. You're not going to mix anything with it. But he says, Mikan Ve'ilach Min HaMaaser. After that, if you want to bring Shammai Simcha from Maaser Sheni, that's Geger Zon Tehed. And Beit Hillel would say that's fine as well. Beit Hillel Omrim, here's the key line, Beit Hillel. We know that, you know, Beit Hillel is usually the halakha that way. Beit Hillel Omrim, Achila Rishona Min Achulin. The way we think the pshat in the Braisa is, Achila Rishona, the first animal that I'm eating from, will be from Achulin. Mikan Ve'elach Min Amayser. Other animals that I eat can be from Amayser. So assuming that that's the pshat in the Braisa, that Braisa would support Chizkiyah. Pesach and the rest of the days of Pesach or Sukkot, Adam b'maaser behema. So a person can fulfill his obligation. It means for Shami Simcha with Maaser. So all the other days of Pesach, you can fulfill your obligation for, you know, Shami Simcha with Maaser behema. Maaser behema is a value of animals that are born that year. So the 10th animal I put in the pen, and the 10th animal I marked with the red dye, and Mamela, that one's Maaser Behema. It's my animal, I have to bring as a korban. But the fact that it's Maaser Behema doesn't preclude it from acting, you know, for you know, being the basis for Shami Simcha. In other words, Shami Simcha, I just have korbana to eat. So if I got korban to eat, I'm good with Shami Simcha. So the Gemara says, Yom Tov Mai Tamalo. So why is it that the Braisa says on Yantiv, I can't bring from the Maaser Behema? Because it says, Ushark went to Pesach, I can do Maaser Behema. Why can't I use the Maaser Behema on the first day of Yontiv for, you know, for let's say, Shalmei Simcha? So Amar Bashi, Dilma Atili Suri B'Yontov. He says, maybe I'm afraid that if I allow a person to take the Maaser Behema, the animal that had been previously designated, I might come to take Maaser Behema on Yontiv. Yishra La'aser B'Yontov, Misham Sikarta. I'm not allowed to take Maaser Behema on Yantiv because the way that you mark off the behemas with a red dye, so that would be Tzoveya. All right, let me just do two lines, then I'll talk. So my mashma dai misat lishna de chulin hu. So we took it, misat, we took it, that's chulin. In other words, the misat, like the tribute or the tax, but that's coming from the chulin. How do I know, where do I see that? So here's a pasuk that relates to Purim, which is coming up, and which we just said, Shushan Purim. That King Achshverosh imposed a mas, a tax, on the land. So maybe that was the way that goes. All right, let me talk for a few minutes, and I'll open up the floor to questions. So again, just to summarize, so the springboard for this Gemara was that Beit Hillel says that for the Chagiga, I could take it from Maaser Sheni. So we said that, how can I bring in this Dabar Shabbat? So the Gemara says doesn't mean that it's all from Maaser Sheni. I'll be Tofel. I'll take some Chulin and I'll join it with Maaser Sheni, either funds or animals, I'll join it with Maaser Sheni funds. So we had a machloket though between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan and how that works. So Rabbi Yochanan, you'll take the money, you put it in a big pot, and you buy as many animals as you need, and you pull them all in Chagiga, but you have at least two ma in the pot, so you'll be okay. And according to Chizki, you can't do it that way because I want to have at least one animal that's from the chulin. The rest you could do it. The other animals could be the other way. So I was listening to Rabbi Arya Leibowitz today. So he was quoting from a Hakdama from a Sefer by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel is famous he wrote a number of things, but he's famous for Asvan Doraisa and he's famous for Gilyonei Ashas also. He died in 1920. But he was quoting from a Sefer that I never heard from before. I thought he said Lakatov. So he said, there's a hakira that Achronim have, whether it's a mitzvah or an aveira, about kamar and eichud, quantity and quality.
So is it better to have a lot in terms of numbers, or a lot in terms of the quantity? It could be for a mitzvah or for an aveira. So, all right. Right. 100% correct. So he was mentioning, let's say you have Yom Kippur. So a person has to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctor tells him he has to eat meat. And he has at his disposal, he's got nevela meat, and he's got, let's say, a live lamb that's in the backyard. So which is the better way to go with this? So Poskim would say you take the nevela, because the nevela is just, it's an Easter lav to have the nevela. But if I shech the lamb, I'm doing more chiyuvim. I'm violating Yom Kippur on a deraisa level by shechting the animal. In other words, one's an Easter lav, one's an Easter karet. In other words, because I'm going to be violating Yom Kippur. So, but let's say it's not that way. Let's say the doctor says I need to eat like a large amount of meat, let's say 10 kazaisim of meat. So now, if I take the nevela, so each kazais is another lav. So now I have like a lot of different lavs. So I could do. So which is better for me to do? Is it better to do all those numerous lavim, or am I better off with shechting the sheep? So shechting the sheep, I'm violating, you know, Yom Kippur in a more serious way. What the malach I'm doing is more serious, but I'm only doing one. So it's like similar idea. Is it better to have a lot of small aveirot or one big aveira? Is that preferable? So, and you can have it by mitzvahs as well. Like Michael had mentioned with staka, and he mentioned this as well. Let's say with staka, is it better for me to give, you know, $1,000 to one place, or make $1,001 contributions to 1,000 different places? So on the one hand, the 1,000 I'm doing a big blob, and the small 1,000, so I'm doing one in each place. So there's a deal in the Rambam that makes it sound like you'd be better with $1,001 in each place, though he was saying that might be the Rambam just wants to inculcate in us the feeling that, you know, you're a person who gives. Anyway, so in the Hakdama to the Sefer Lekakov, so the person or wrote a Haskama. So the person who wrote the Haskama, he had a raya from our Gemara, or he wanted to say that the goof of this machloket turns on that issue. See here, in other words, Chizkiah says, I'm better having one whole behema from Chulin. That's the way Chizkiah says, even though the other animals will be from Maaser Sheni, I'm better having one big animal that's totally from Chulin. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I'm better off having a little bit of the chulin mixed into with each animal. So the idea is, here I'm looking for the chulin. The chulin is the good part is the chulin. So am I better with a lot of animals, each with a little chulin in it? Or am I better with one animal that's totally chulin? That's the way to go with this. So you wanted to say, Gufa, that's what it turns on. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Yeah, so I meant to look it up, but I would think like tafel is something which is I would think it's like ancillary, like added on, like, you know, like sort of like the addendum to it. That's what I would think. All right, what's up? Wait, slow the roll. So give me the fact fast. Wait, it's Yontif. I have Yontif. I'm inviting people for dinner. They're at the table. Okay, so now I have the meat. You know, there's nothing wrong with him eating the other animals. No. In other words, the key is each person has a chiv to bring a shalmei chagig on Yontif. So, right. In other words, the one. He fulfilled his obligation. That's the way it goes. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good in the cyber world? Okay. Yosef, you good, Yosef? Okay. Thumbs up. Say again, repeat. What do you mean? Well, I don't understand the question. The meat that's left over from where? What do you mean? I don't understand. Right.
10 children.
Right.
Now I have 30 lamb chops.
Right. No. Once you bought it, it came from Maaser Sheni funds, but it's subject to the dinim of a Korban Chagiga. So whatever time you have, the clock runs on the Korban Chagiga, and then it runs out. Okay, let's see back. Welcome, Daniel. Okay, so now we're back in the Gemara, and we're five lines from the bottom on Chedam and Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yisrael Yotzin Dechobatam Nedarim and Nedabo. So we said in the Mishnah yesterday that in terms of Shalmei Simcha, so Klal Yisrael can fulfill their obligation for Shalmei Simcha with Nedarim and Nedabo. In other words, if they made a Nether or a Nedabo, it means people, you know, during the year they had different obligations, and then they're going to fulfill the obligations on the regel. So, but the Dharma and the Davot and Maser Behema, they can, if they have Maser Behema, they can do that. I'm reading from the Mishnah. And the Kohen Bechataot Vashamod Uvachor because they Veshok. And if you're a Kohen, you could fulfill your obligation for Shami Simcha. If somebody brought a Chatat or an Asham, you can eat that. And because the meat you're going to eat. The only thing is the Chatat and the Asham, you'd have to eat in the Beis HaMikdash, but you'll fulfill your obligation with that. He says, Uvachor, you could fulfill the obligation with the Bechor. In other words, somebody gave you a bechor, so you brought it as a korban. Uvachazei b'shok. And if somebody brought a shlamim, you get the chazei b'shok. But not opo, not menacho. So Yisrael Yosei Ndiyachum Atam Nidarim Dabo. Tan Rabbanan, Mistamachta b'chagefa. So the Pasuk says, again, this Pasuk is also in Parshas Re'eh, which we lain last day Yantav here in Chasaretz. Mistamachta b'chagefa. You should rejoice on your holiday. Rabot kumini smachot l'simcha. To all types of simcha in fulfillment of the mitzvah simcha. Mikanam rucha chamim, Yisrael yotzin yidei chobotam and adarim and adabot. From here, chamim deduced that a person can fulfill his obligation with adarim and adabot, a person in the nether and adabot to bring a korban. With a master behema, you brought master behema, you can fill it with that. But konim b'pataot, yasham, and kohen can fulfill his obligation with a pata or nasham. Uvuchor, uvuchasei v'shok. Echol afa ofo, uvnacho, what I might have thought, that one can fulfill one's obligation with birds and menachot. Now, with the birds would be a bird that's offered as a korban, so the bird would only be eaten by the kohen, because the bird requires malika, and menachot would be a meal offering, but that would also be something eaten by the kohenim. But either way, this is tamalomor v'samachta b'chagefa, turn page, mi shechagiga ba'amehem. So the Gemara deduces from, it says v'samachta b'chagefa, the chagefa implies chagiga. So it has to be something that the chagiga could come from that. And it says, so the Pasuk Rashi brings it down, the fat of my chagiga, my korban chagiga, shouldn't be left till boker, it should be placed on the mizbeach, so the korban chagiga has to be the four-legged animal type. So he says, so it has to be something, so the shami simcha have to be the same type of animal that the shami chagiga comes from. So those other things are excluded because the chagiga can't come from it. Now, that's the brisa. Now, Rav Ashi Amar, mivsamachta nafka. Rav Ashi says one could deduce the same halacha that's in the brisa. You don't need b'samachta b'chagecha. Just the word b'samachta alone would lead me to that result, the same result. Yatsu elu she'en b'hem simcha. Because the other things don't have simcha in it. In other words, he's saying ofod and menachod, they don't do the job for you. Now they mentioned in the art school that how could Rav Ashi be cholik on a brisa? Rav Ashi's on a mara. He said Rav Ashi's not really cholik with the brisa. He holds from the holding of the brisa. It's just the deduction he's teaching a little differently. Rav Ashi hay b'chagecha ma'avi leit. So what does Rav Ashi do with the word b'chagecha? Because according to Rav Ashi, it's totally superfluous. He holds the other things don't give you simcha. So who look the Rav Daniel Bar Katina? So he, Rav Ashi, will say the word chagecha is coming to teach me that which Rav Daniel Bar Katina taught. The Amar of Daniel Bar Katina, I'm a Rav, minayin shein nosim nashim b'moed. How do I know that I'm not allowed to marry somebody on the yantiv? I'm using it, meaning the whole yantiv. He says, shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha, below b'yishtecha. You should be rejoiced on your holiday and not on your wife. Not on your wife. All right, now let's pause. We'll talk about some things and we'll do. One second. So, all right, first let me talk about the Mr. Simcha and then we'll talk about some other things. All right, this is the second thing. This will be the first thing. All right.
I don't know. Now, okay. I don't know. Yeah, that seems a little bit odd. But you know, again, mitzvah simcha is the entire yontiv. So I have mitzvah simcha each day. So you know, it's all different, I guess. And anyway, and if he's on duty in the Beis Hamikdash that week, so it works out nicely for him. Yeah. All right. Okay. So, okay. Michael said, isn't it odd that the Kohen, he's taking the Korban Chatat and he's not eating with the family. And what's doing? So I said, you know, he's like, he could be on duty in the Beis Hamikdash that week and he has a mitzvah simcha. He'll do it that way. Okay. Now the question is, where are we with the mitzvah simcha? So he quotes here, this is from the Dathami Digest. There's dispute between the Rabbim and Tosfos, where the biblical command to rejoice applies nowadays. In other words, is there a mitzvah d'oraisa today of a samach b'chagat? So the Rambam maintains that the biblical command to rejoice can be fulfilled by partaking of any item that brings a person joy. However, when the Beis Hamikdash was extant, the mitzvah was primarily fulfilled, l'chachila, by partaking of the meat from korbanot. But those who were unable to partake of the korbanot, example, they were tamei or uncircumcised, would fulfill a mitzvah in other ways. In other words, not everybody can eat a korban. You know, if the person's tamei, he can't eat a korban. If he doesn't have a bris, he can't have a korban. Accordingly, nowadays, that the Beis Hamikdash is not extant, the biblical mitzvah is still fulfilled through other means that bring a person joy. Tosfos, on the other hand, maintains that nowadays, the mitzvah of rejoicing on the festival is only rabbinic, because fulfillment of the biblical mitzvah demands eating from the Shami Simcha, which cannot be done without Beis Hamikdash. So according to Tosfos, the only way to do the mitzvah on a d'oraisa level is to have the korbanot. No korbanot, no mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, Rabbi Kutil Yehuda Halberstam, the Klausenberger Rebbe, inquired whether, according to the Rambam's position, that the biblical command of rejoicing can be fulfilled even in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, one could specifically partake of meat to fulfill the mitzvah. The Klausenberger Rebbe suggests that the matter revolves around the two explanations in our Gemara, why one does not fulfill the biblical mitzvah of simcha with bird or flower korbanot. In other words, he's saying, assuming like the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa b'zman hazeh. So do I have to have meat to fulfill it or not? So he said, one second. The b'raisa derives its halacha from an exposition which states that the mitzvah fulfilled only when one particular food is produced for the korban chagiga, which limits the mitzvah to actual animal meat rather than fowl or flour. Rabbi Ashi excludes flour and fowl because the consumption does not lead people to a state of joy. According to the b'raisa explanation, since we do not have a base mitzvah to offer the shami simcha, anything a person uses to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha will suffice, even fowl. In contrast, according to Ravashi, the mitzvah of simcha would not be fulfilled even nowadays with fowl, since by definition it does not bring a person into a state of joy. Accordingly, the Rambam, who rules in accordance with Ravashi's explanation, will maintain that even nowadays one must eat meat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of rejoicing in Yom. Anyway, so means like this, there's an argument to say that the Rambam will hold, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha b'zman hazeh, you have to have meat and not poultry on Yom Tov, but we'll see in a minute. And so we'll do it that way. Now, let's just see in Shulchan Aruch what he says, and then we'll talk. So, this is the last siman in the Chelek Hei in the Mishnah Brurah. One second. Let us be patient and wait, and then we will make comments, questions, and thoughts, okay? So, okay, so the Mechaber says, the Chayav of Sosh Deki Kara, on Yantav, you're obligated to have a meal with two loaves of bread. The quote, Kol Sud Al Yayin. Every meal should contain Yayin, should contain wine. So Rosh, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Hainu Gamba Emsa Su'uda, Melvah Mash Kiddush Al Yayin Achila. In other words, besides the wine that you use for Kiddush, a person should drink wine in the middle of the meal, according to the Mechaber. Then he says, the Gam Mitzvah Lechol Basar. And there's also a mitzvah to eat meat. One second. Okay. Now he quotes here from the Shas and Shuvas Chavos Yair that even though you don't fulfill your obligation with poultry, there's still simcha in eating basar oath, eating poultry. And he says the Yad Ephraim and Gilgoni Ashas, that's the last one's Rav Engel, they write that a person could fulfill the mitzvah with having poultry. And Shabbos Shimon Levi says we're not mahadar to have dafka basar behema. On the other hand, the Darkei Tshuva writes, that's the Munkacher Rebbe, in the name of the Divrei Chaim, the Sanze Rebbe, that the mitzvah is dafka basar behema. And Rav Moshe Feinstein also said that you're not fulfilled the mitzvah, still chesiyantav, only with basar behema. In other words, the point is, a number of poskim say, in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly, you have to have basar behema. And that's what the Shas HaTshuva's Or Letzion says, you have to basar behema dafka. And Rabbi Yashiv said, the person should be mahadir to have basar behema, but if it's not possible, then fine, we'll have the poultry. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in the Beir Halakha, he says, So they were like, "Hashem is much bigger than Shemayim. Ochlam b'sar shlamim l'simcha. Men would have basar shlamim. The Hashav Shem b'nitz Shemayim yotzei dechovet simcha l'bayayin. Today you're only yotzei with yayin." He says, "About basar ain chovel l'chol Hashav kimin shein l'no basar shlamim. You don't have to have meat. We don't have basar shlamim. When we kol makom, it's va'yesh gam b'achilat basar kimin shein l'mor bo simcha." He says, "Still, there's a mitzvah to do the basar, but b'chavrus lo is kir basar as a shetibi yosei." Okay, so. So anyway, the point is the number of posts will say you should have meat. Okay, now, one second. Okay, so this we did. This we pretty much accomplished. Now, when we say that there's a mitzvah, so if you really want to do this thing really correctly, then the ultimate mitzvah would be to have meat and wine at every meal or every day of the holiday. In other words, on Chol HaMoed also there's a mitzvah simcha. So you should also have meat and wine, you know, on Chol HaMoed if you want to do it, you know, the ultimate, you know, the perfect way to, you know, to. Now, having said all that, let us be patient. We're almost there. So the Now there's a Shagas Aryeh says that the mitzvah can be done with anything that causes, he touched on it somewhere and he quoted it. So the Shagas Aryeh says that the mitzvah, anything that gives you simcha would be the mitzvah of simcha, but that's okay. Now it's time to chime. What do you got for me?
The breakfast is supposed to have meat.
It means you should have a meal, you know, each day on the Chol HaMoed of meat and wine. That's what I would say.
There are plenty of people who say you can't have done meat, so end of the day, the person is vegetarian for Shabbat and Yom Tov, when they cook Shabbat.
I don't understand, why is the person vegetarian?
It makes a big difference.
Some people are vegetarians because they feel it's too cruel to eat animals. That's not al pi hashkafa, and I don't think that steams always with al pi Torah. I don't know, but the thing, it depends why you're a vegetarian. What? Right. No. I shouldn't have said every meal. I take it back. It shouldn't be. I didn't say. I misspoke when I said every meal. But on the yontiv, so you should have the meal. Should have, if you're doing this way, you should have the meals that you have to have. Should have it, and then each day of the Chol HaMoed, you should have some basar and some yayin. Oh, excellent point. Okay. So Rafi asked, what about on Shavuos when people have milchiks there? So let me do this piece here, and then we'll have to move on to the Gemara. So he mentions Samachta b'chagecha. So first he quotes, someone asked for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if one doesn't eat meat on Yantiv, has he neglected the mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha? The God will answer, nowadays, one who doesn't eat meat on Yantiv isn't entirely neglecting the mitzvah of Samachta Yantiv. See, we cannot meet the meat of Shlamim with which the Jewish people used to discharge their obligation when the base mitzvah still stood. However, a person who abstains has not done the mitzvah behidur in a really befitting fashion. Someone asked a similar question to Rav Moshe Halberstam. Is it an absolute duty to meet on Yantiv? The posting responded, many halakha authorities such as the Rambam, the Bach, and Magen Avraham hold that it is. But even those who disagree maintain that there is nevertheless a fulfillment of the mitzvah to eat meat nowadays, even in the absence of an obligation. The Shlomo Zalman writes that one may fulfill this mitzvah by eating anything that one enjoys. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz reject this out of hand. One must eat meat. Now, for this reason, the Darkei Tshuva Zitzal, this is coming to Shavuos. Who asked me about Shavuos? Who just asked me? Yeah. Yeah. So for this reason, the Darkei Teshuvas Tzal held that one may not eat exclusively dairy and shuas. We find that the Marashal wrote that it's obvious that one must eat meat too, since it's impossible to feel truly satisfied and content without eating meat at the meal. I observed my teachers on shuas during the day. They would eat dairy at Kiddush and then wash their mouths out and wait a while before they continue to eat the meat meal. This is the proper way to celebrate shuas. This is from the Darkei Teshuva. Now, I'll tell you, I spoke years ago to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. He said, and the Rama brings it down this way. He said that his father on shuas would eat dairy in like the way the Rama describes it. He would make kiddush, say a motzi, eat dairy, and then clean everything up, and then have the meat at the same. All right, and then there are other people. You know, this is more in like yeshiva circles. So they'll come home from shul on kiddush on yantiv, and they'll make kiddush over some dairy cake. And then they'll eat the meat meal a little later. You know what I mean? So that's the if you really want to do, dot all the I's and cross all the T's, you should have meat on Shavuos, okay? All right. All right, I don't know. Okay, so... Daniel Chodadani was quoting from who said this? Rabbi Ben. He says he's quoting from Rabbi Ben Chayim, who's quoting from Rabbi Yosef Albo. He says that meat's not a good thing to eat, and you're better off with the dairy. That's what Daniel was saying. But I've said what I know. Okay, this other part I don't know. Now let's see back in the Gemara. Now we're back in the Mishnah on Chedam Beis. Any questions, comments, thoughts on what we did? Anything else? Everybody good? All right, so now we're in the Mishnah on Chedam Beis. So Manitin, Mi Sheish Lo Ochlin Merubim Unachasim Uwakim. So we have two variables here, the number of guests and your financial status. So we're going to have every variable. We're going to have, you have a lot of one, you have a lot of both, you have little of both, you have one without the other. So that's the way Rav Kahati set it up. So Mi Sheish Ochlin Merubim Unachasim Uwakim. You have a lot of Ochlin, family and guests, but I don't have too much money. So maybe shlamim merubim ba'olot b'watot. So I should bring a lot of korban shlamim and cut back on the olot riyah. So olot riyah, in other words, I won't spend so much on the olot riyah. You know, so it'll be a small animal, and I'll yield the assets more towards the shlamim. And the Gemara is going to ask, where's he going to get the money? He doesn't have money. How's he going to get it? The Gemara will address that. The chasim merubim, let's say he's, well off, the olot watim, but very few eaters. So he should distribute the wealth more to favor the korban olah. So we hold that you bring one olah riyo, although we saw that, I shouldn't say that, we saw earlier Reish Lakish said that you could bring, if every time you come to the base of Mikdash, you could bring an olah riyo according to Reish Lakish. So if you go like that, so you distribute the money towards the olah, or if it's one olah, have a very beautiful olah, ushlamim watim, and then I don't need such a big animal for the korban shlamim. I don't have so many people eating the meal. Zebazem Muat, he's got very little money and very little eaters. Al Zenemar Ma'at Kesef, Shtei Kesef. So that's the case where Beis Hillel says you'll spend a Ma'at Kesef on the Olas Re'iyah, one Ma'at, and you'll spend two Ma'at Kesef on the Shalmei Chagigah. In other words, you don't have a lot of money, you do the minimum. Zebazem Rubim, let's say you have lots of money and you have lots of guests. As God has bestowed upon you, so that's the way you should spend the money. And again, the Rambam says, let me go over the Rambam. There's a famous Rambam. Let me get it out. What this going to? One second. All right. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah simcha. And then the Rambam says, how you do it. So the Rambam says, Anashim ochlim basar b'shotim yayin, shein simcha basar v'yin simcha el b'yayin. I think that's something what Shai had said. And then he says, these are famous lines. Shu ochel b'shotim, when he eats and drinks on Yantiv, he has to help out the ger, like the convert, that like the convert, the yatam, the orphan, and the almana, the widow, other unfortunate poor people. The person locks the door, the gates to his property. He eats and drinks, he and his children. He doesn't give the food to the aniyim. Lumari nefesh, people who are, you know, in bittered spirit. Ainsu simcha mitzvah, simcha kreisa. That's not the simcha mitzvah, that's the simcha of his stomach. And he quotes a pasuk, that's bad news. So, I'll throw like the dung on you, the dung of your hollies. I don't want this wonderful simcha you have. And it gets interesting, the Rambam says, it's not just people who are, you know, physically or financially ill, or not in good shape. He says like an almana, and he says, mare nefesh, in other words, a person, you know, whatever the circumstance is, the person has, whatever, he's got a difficult situation. Sometimes a person can be very wealthy and they don't have anywhere to go for the Seder and you invite them, that's a big mitzvah, even though they have lots of money. Anyway, so that's what the Rambam says. All right, now I'm going to do the Gemara. All right, now, what? So he says the mitzvah simcha, I mean, it's always nice to help people and have guests, but he's saying this mitzvah simcha is to like, you know, you should be mismeach everyone. Okay, now, let's keep back in the Gemara. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, I have a lot of eaters, but I don't have a lot of property, so I'll like shift over the assets more towards the shlamim. So the Gemara, shlamim merubim mehechamaiti, where's he going to get the money for all these korban shlamim? Lately, he doesn't have money. How is he supposed to do that? So Amar of Chista, tofel, will be par gadol. So Rav Chista says he's going to join some of the Maaser Sheni money. So he'll take the Maaser Sheni money, he'll join it with the Chulin, and he'll bring a par gadol, one big bull. So the one big animal. So it sounds like Rav Chista, Lahora, sounds like he's going like Chizkiah, right? Chizkiah said, you know, Yeah, you're right. I made a mistake. Right, it sounds like he's going like Reb Yochanan, right? It's par gadol, so I'm going to mix the money together and bring a par gadol. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So, maybe par gadol. So, Amalei Rav Sheshet. So, Rav Sheshet says now to Rav Chista, Amun Tofelim Behema LeBehema. They said you be Tofel Behema LeBehema. So it sounds like Rav Sheshet now is raising the sheet of Chizkiah that Rav Chizkiah holds. You'll have one animal with Tzoy Chulin and one animal from the Maaser Sheni money. So the Gemara says, "My Kamalei, what exactly was Rav Sheshet saying to Rav Chista? Ilema Haki Kamalei, Arei Amrim Toplin Behem Behema, but Loma Lamaot. If his point was that when they say Toplin Behem Behema, but not Maot Lamala, then to Maot, so the main point being that I shouldn't mix the monies together. If that's his main point, Ilema Lein Toplin Maot Lamaot. So he should say it." I don't agree with you, ain't hopefully Mao, if that's what he meant. Or rather, we think that what Rav Sheshet was saying to Rav Chista was, Harei Amru Af Toplin Behema LeBehema. So Rav Sheshet is saying that we learned before that we have the Shita Chizkiah. Chizkiah is, I have to segregate the animals. One animal will be from Chulin, and the other animals can be from Maaser Sheni. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, I can mix the money and do all the animals. But one doesn't hold from the other shita. We had two brises, so Chizkiah has his shita, and Rabbi Yochanan has his shita. But Sheshet says, "Hari amu after we fling behema lebehema, that you have a choice. You could do either or. So I could do according to the way Rav Sheshet is saying it, that I could either go like Chizkiah's way, or I could go like Rabbi Yochanan's way. So Rabbi Yochanan would so I could pull the money and do one par." Or I could segregate the money and do chulin and maaser sheni. So the Gemara says, "Kaman Rav Yochanan." So that doesn't sound like where's Rav Sheshet getting this from? In other words, it sounds like Rav Sheshet is not like Chizkiah, not like Rav Yochanan, because they each held their own shita, but one held, I'll mix the money and buy the korban, and the other held, I'll segregate the money and just have, you know, one animal chulin, one maaser sheni. But he's saying I could do either or. But he came amurayhu de pligi maniatlo pligi. Maybe it's like this. Look, even though they each quoted a brisa, perhaps what Rav Sheshet is saying that you're right. Rabbi Yochanan Cheskiel Shittam hold it has to be either or one or the other way, not both. But there are Amoraim and Amoraimora, and I could have my own Shita. And as far as the Brises are concerned, I could say that the Brises, that there really is no machloket in the Brises. They're not low pleading. In other words, let's take a look in the Rashi. He says low pleading. Low pleegi b'ma, with a little bit behema. He says, the haktik panim ratzala arev with the kamar ma with dafka. One price that says, you'll be my arev, that holds, and dafka has to be the money, you have to mix it together. You're right, that price is that way. About idach matnita, the other price, sphere lay bain ma with bain behema. In other words, the second price that we quoted, which was the one to support Chizkiah, remember we said, achil rishonim in achulim, you kind of ilach manamaiser. That's what the Brisa said. So the way we understood the Brisa on Amud Aleph was Achila Rishonim and Achulin. The first Achila means we'll have one animal be from the Chulin, and the only animals will be from Maaser Sheni. So if that's the shot in the Brisa, then the Brisa definitely is on all fours, if I can use that expression here, with Chizkiah. But perhaps Rav Sheish is saying that there's another way to understand the Brisa. Let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Amaraya was pleading, Manilo pleading. So back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, yeah, but the Brisa says, Achila Rishonim and Achulin. Doesn't that mean the first animal I eat will be from Chulin, the other animals will be from Maaser Sheni? My Achila Rishonim, so now, the way Rav Sheish and the Gemara is saying, maybe there's another way to understand this Brisa. My Achila Rishonim, Shir Dmei Achila Rishonim and Achulin. That the amount I'm eating from the animal should be enough for my first Achila from Achulin. Let's take a look at Rashi. The may achil rishona klomar achil rishona stamakatani the idle bain behema atzma bain maot shir achil rishona. In other words, so the first animal that I eat from should have at least two ma'ah kesef min achulin, and the rest could be from maaser sheni. So if we understand the brisa that way, it means that the brisa intentionally is saying there are the second brisa is saying there are two ways in which I can do the Shalmei Simcha. Two ways that I can handle it. There's Shalmei Chagiga. Two ways I can handle Shalmei Chagiga. Either A, I could have one animal, which is only from the Chulin, and the other animals from Maaser Sheni. Or B, I could have one animal in which the money is mixed together. But in that one animal, I have to have at least two Ma Kesef that'll be from Chulin. So it means that the phrase, Shir, what's the phrase again? Here, achila rishona min achulin is an ambiguous phrase that can be understood, or achila rishona min achulin. Achila rishona min achulin is somewhat ambiguous and can be understood both ways. So if we do it that way, the memela, then there's two ways to fulfill the mitzvah. So he says, my achila rishona shir deme achila rishona min achulin. All right, so now it comes out then, and we're running out of time, that there are three shitot for how the Shalmei Chagiga, should be, supplemented with Maaser Sheni. So way number one is Chizkiah's way, that I'll have one animal, just one whole animal from Chulin, and subsequent animals from Maaser Sheni. Way number two, I mix all the money together in a pot, and I buy different animals, but each animal has some Chulin and some Maaser Sheni. Way number three is I could do either or. I could do either or, and then that's also a way to go forward. All right, we have 60 seconds for questions.
Yeah, the Achila Rishona, it's the worth, money worth of two.
In the Achila Rishona, I should have, in the animal, should have at least two ma kesef. All right.
But how is Rabbi Yochanan different than, how is the third opinion different than Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan holds, I can only mix the money together. I can't segregate one animal totally one way and have other animals totally from Maaser Sheni. This one says I could also do that as well.
Uh-huh.
All right, what's up? Wait. Yeah, so I think it's going to come up in the Gemara. But I think that we say you don't do shutfas with the Shalmei Chagiga. See, I think you have to buy it from your own money. I need to check that halakha, but I think you have to buy it from you. You have, that's your chiyuv. We learned that everybody is mitzuv on this. Okay, let's see. I got to move on. I'm sorry. Please excuse me. Now the Gemara says Amar Ula. Okay, so we're going further in the Gemara. So Amar Ula Amar Ishtakish. If we should Esther behemot lachagigato, let's say a person, I guess wealthy, he designated 10 korbanot for his chagiga. He kriv chamesh biyom tov rishon, 5 of the animals he brought on the first day yantuv, the chozer makriv chamesh biyom tov sheni. And then, he, according to the way Ula says in the Mirish Lakish, he could bring the ox 5 and yantuv sheni. Yantuv sheni doesn't mean the second day yantuv, but last day yantuv. It means this the second day of the holiday, he'll bring the next 5. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kimech pasuk eino makriv. Yochanan says once he stopped with the 5, he can't bring any more. So Amar Rabbi Abba below plea. Rabbi Abba says there is no machloket between, even though it sounds like there is a machloket, there is no machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Kan bistam. So when a person just stam, in other words, he brings the animals, and when he brings 5, so we assume if he wants to bring 5 on another day, l'shem chagiyah, he can't do that anymore. Because it's understood that, in other words, there's a mitzvah to bring a chagiga, and then a person could also have tashlumin, as we'll see, or you'll see in the next Mishnah, you could do tashlumin if you didn't bring a chagiga on the first day, you could do tashlumin on the subsequent days. But if he didn't specify that all 10 of these animals are going to be made chagiga for the first day, so then we assume that when he brings the 5, that means he's bringing his chagiga, and the rest he wants is a type of tashlumin. So once I bring the chagiga, I can't have a tashlumin for it. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan is playing about stam. So hai bistam, excuse me, kam bistam, kam bimfarish. Whereas Reish Lakish is talking about where a person said, this is my korban chagiga, and then he didn't bring them all on the first day, he continued bringing them the second day. So hai stam hechidami. So let's go back to the stam case, where he didn't specify, and he stopped. If we say like he ran out of time, like the clock ran out because he has to bring it during the day, was because there wasn't enough time, so he wanted to bring it all the first day, so he should be allowed to. The other choice is maybe he didn't have enough people to eat the meat and there's no refrigeration, so the reason he brings the first day is when people eat it, but he really intended all to do the first day. So the Gemara says, no, the case that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about is he had plenty of time during the day, and he's got plenty of people to eat the food at home, but he'll brought 5, and he's going to bring the 5 another day. So on the side, he corrects it, need to be kama loa kravinu, since he didn't bring it on the first day, shmamina shiri sherinu. So that's a simon, he's leaving it over. And so the mela, then he can't do it anymore. Okay, now, one second. Now, the Gemara says, V'hachi nami mistaba. That's logical. The Chiyata Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yefish Eser Behemot L'chagigato, if he designated 10 animals for his chagiga, Ikriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Rishon, Chozer Makriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Sheni. So here, Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite of what he said before. So earlier, Rabbi Yochanan said, he designated 10 animals, you brought 5, you can't bring 5 the next day, L'shem chagiga. Because you're more that you're doing like a type of tashlumin, but it's over. It's finished. But here he says you could. So kashana adade. So two statements here, Rabbi Yochanan contradict one another. Elav shmamina kan bistam. The case where he can't bring it the second day is he didn't specify that they were all going to be the chagiga. So he can't bring it the next day. Kan b'mefarish, where he specified these are all my chagiga. So mela, then he could bring it on the next day. Shmamina. Let me just finish up. Itmar Nami, Amr of Shimon Bar Abba, Amr of Yochanan, top line of Tedem Aleph. Loshanu means Loshanu that you can't bring the korban on anymore as Chagiga. El Shlo Gamar. About Gamar, Chuzer Makri. We don't understand what this means. So my Gamar, Ilema Gamar, Korbanotav, my Makri. He means he finished the korban. What is there left to bring? El Shlo Gamar Hayom. He means that. If he brought the animals and he stops bringing the korban at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, about gamar hayom. But if he stopped bringing the animals with 6 o'clock, he is about to come. That's why he didn't close your markers. Then he could continue to bring it. All right. All right. I think any questions.
Well, that's stam, but not stam. That last case.
The last case. Well, the Gemara. No, the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara. It could be that it's stam, but the Gemara is extrapolating from the circumstances what his intent was. So if from the circumstances we can extrapolate, he really intended that they should all be the Chagiga, and he wanted to bring them all on the first day, but he couldn't because time ran out. Then he could bring it the next day because it could be Teshlim and the Rishon. But if he just decided, oh, you know, that's it, I'm done for the day, now I'll bring some more Chagigas tomorrow, then he can't do it anymore.
Even though he was Stam?
In both cases, he was Stam. But we're extrapolating what his intent really was.
Uh-huh.
All right? All right.
When we said the person has had enough money to gather and together to bring a pound or don't, it's $5,000. The guy is a pauper,
he has no money. So it says that he's going to bring a park. Let me take a look again. All right. The Shalmi Chagiga, I don't think they have to be a par. So if you can't afford a par, you'll have to invest in if you can afford a par, you'll bring a par. If you can't afford a par, you won't. Let me take a look. Yeah, Tofila may be par gadol, right? Okay. So, all right. I think this is going to be it. Well, let me end the recording. 1 second.